There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. The toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And we have Skype. You can Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. With you in studio, it's me, Ian.
Danica.
And Daryl.
And if you're just tuning in, last hour, the very end of the hour, we had Tommy in Glasgow call in because we've been discussing Venezuela and just the ridiculous economic situation that they're in. And Tommy called in, and he really laid the blame, it seemed like. And, you know, he was really going off, so it was kind of hard to follow because he's got a thick accent and all that. But I think I kind of got the gist of what he was saying, and that was that the country is in bad shape because of the terrible multinational corporations, and that Hugo Chavez was some sort of a hero who came in to, you know, nationalize the various different corporations.
Well, not just the multinational corporations, but also the IMF. And I can't disagree that the IMF is a horrible entity, mm-hmm. but, you know, it's one of these things. It's a combination of, you've got the IMF trying to screw people over. You've got Hugo Chavez, who definitely was not a, you know, good person as far as, you know, political leaders go. But, you know, you've got these other outside influences, and Hugo Chavez just made those worse.
Let's go to Rod. He's calling from Canada via Skype. Rod, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys. I was born in Venezuela, and my parents still live in Venezuela. And unfortunately, Tommy is misinformed. The socialists, the Chavez people, have just made the situation much worse. Poverty has increased. There's awful shortages. Granted, the transnational companies were not saints. They were not, you know, really... I mean, they were corporatists, right? But the situation now is much worse.
And when did you get out of Venezuela?
A very long time ago, maybe right after Chavez was first elected the first time. So maybe, I don't know, 20 years ago or something like that. And I actually, back then, I was a socialist, and I actually voted for Chavez myself.
Did you have any options on the ballot other than Chavez?
Yeah, there were many, many parties there, many options. And back then, the elections were counted manually with paper ballots. And there were, you know, international sort of witnesses that would come and see what was going on. And in the last couple elections, they have done it all via computer, and the software is not open source. So it is believed that they're rigging all the elections inside the computer system, and they just do whatever they want.
Well, the current guy, Nicolas Maduro, was essentially Chavez's right-hand man, who's now taken
right.
over the country.
Right.
So what you're saying is Tommy seems to be subscribing to some sort of a fantasy version of what actually happened.
Oh, absolutely. The country is much worse. Like, there is absolutely no comparison. The personal liberties, economic liberties, like economic well-being for everybody, not just for the rich, but for everybody. There are staple products in Venezuela. For example, cornmeal. There is a corn bread that is made everywhere across Venezuela called arepa. And the flour for this cornbread was always made privately and successfully and cheaply by private companies. And now there's shortages of even that basic staple. You can't find it. The factories have fled, and now they're operating in Colombia. I mean, the whole thing is just a huge mess. And they're more corrupt than ever. I mean, the people in government are always the same. They have always been corrupt in Venezuela, but these guys are they're just incredibly corrupt. They all have villas in South Florida. They all, you know, they go to special restaurants where they won't be, you know, harassed. You know, they have their own clubs. They wear, you know, Rolex watches, and it's just opulence left and right.
How much time do you think they have left? I mean, now there's an article over at Forbes saying that the collapse is impending, given that the, you know, the oil prices are nowhere near what they were, and that's, of course, a major staple that is benefiting, you know, the state there.
I don't know what to say. They've been saying that the collapse is impending for the last decade. And the same happened with Cuba. You know, it's amazing how bad things can get.
Yeah.
You know,
and still get
people
worse.
Will just take it, you know.
Well, what are they going to do? I mean, how do people know what to do anything besides go and vote for some other scumbag? I mean, how?
Exactly. They think that voting harder will get them somewhere. And they're dreaming about this, you know, great man that's going to come and save them, you know, it's not going to happen that way. They're not taking control.
Good call tonight, man. Thanks for the follow-up there.
Thank you as well.
Nothing like hearing from somebody who's actually been there, and as you said, you still have family living down there. So anything you hear, any stories you want to share anytime, don't hesitate to call us. Thanks, Rod. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. So, you know, as usual with the socialist presidents, you know, like Maduro now or Hugo Chavez before him, there's this narrative about how they're for the people. You know, and that's how they get themselves elected. They promise things to the people, and then ultimately they just aggrandize themselves and, you know, get themselves BMWs and Rolexes, as he was talking about, all the while talking about how it's not his fault. It's not his fault why things are in the crap can in Venezuela. It's the multinational corporations. It's the U.S. federal government. It's all these other things. Even in North Korea, the claim is that the reason why there's no power a lot of the time is because the U.S. government is constantly attacking the brave North Korean military. They're defending the country constantly from U.S. attack. But sometimes those U.S. strikes will hit too close to home and the power will go out. So it's not because North Korea's a communist nation and they, you know, they don't have any economic incentive to provide power because there's no competition or anything like that. No, that's not the reason. It's because they're under attack from the United States. So it sounds like the same excuses coming out of Venezuela. Oh, it's not our fault. It's the U.S. government. It's these sanctions. And I'm not saying I'm for sanctions. I'm not. And I'm certainly not a fan of huge multinational corporations either, but nationalizing multinational corporations isn't going to make things better.
Right.
More to the story here, or from the story at Bloomberg.com, is about the supermarket shortages going on there, where people are having trouble finding basics like chicken or detergent, toilet papers. Inside a Plan Suarez grocery store yesterday in eastern Caracas, shelves were mostly bare. Customers struggled and fought for items at times, with many trying to skip the lines. The most sought-after products included detergent, with customers waiting in line for 2 to 3 hours to buy a maximum of 2 bags. A security guard asked that photos of empty shelves not be taken.
Ooh.
Police inside a Luvrebras supermarket in eastern Caracas intervened to help staff distribute toilet paper and other products. So you've got cops handing out toilet paper to customers in Venezuela. Jean-Paul Mate, a meat vendor, said outside the Luvera store, quote, "You can't find anything. I've spent 15 days looking for diapers. You have to take off work to look for products. I go to at least 5 stores per day." Venezuelan online news outlet Vivo Play posted a video of government food security regulator Carlos Osorio being interrupted by throngs of shoppers searching for products as he broadcast on state television from a Bicentenario government-run supermarket in central Caracas. Quote, "What we're seeing is worse than usual. It's not only a seasonal problem. Companies are not sure how they will restock their inventories or find merchandise, with a looming fear of a devaluation." The price for Venezuela's oil, which accounts for more than 95% of the country's exports, has plunged by more than half from last year's peak in June of to $47 a barrel. So they used to get over $100 a barrel. It's $47 a barrel as of this
month.
What
a drop.
The toll-free number is 855-453. We'll come back with more on the Venezuelan situation. You can share your thoughts with us here and join us via Skype. It's Skype username lrn.fm. More Free Talk Live coming up.
So the protection of life, liberty, and property is what the Free State Project is all about. But it's an effort to move 20,000 people who understand
it's about demonstrating to the entire country
that, yeah, we can have a free market, a truly free market,
making it just a free, great place to live.
It's the world's largest voluntarist libertarian community, and it's only getting bigger.
That's amazing, to be able to move to a place where other people like passionately believe in being free and independent.
What the Free State Project is managing to do, though, is to put their money where their mouth is. It's physically getting up across the country and saying, let's go someplace and let's demonstrate the power of these ideas. There's a lot of kind of philosophy that surrounds liberty. There's a lot of thinking about it and talking about it. But here in New Hampshire, people are doing it.
101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire, a documentary by Free State Project Early Movers. Watch it free at 101ReasonsFilm.com. 101ReasonsFilm.com.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you'd like. Toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Things are bad and maybe getting worse in Venezuela. It's an interesting study in the failure of socialism, although lots of people like to point fingers at a lot of different things. As we've heard tonight, Tommy in Glasgow said he thinks it's the multinational corporation's fault. But unfortunately, the government stands in the way. Look, I'm no fan of multinational corporations, but I'm even less of a fan of nationalization of companies. And just because I oppose socialism doesn't mean I'm a capitalist. I don't really even know what that word means. I think it's a word that means different things to different people. And so I would not assign myself that particular term. I like the idea of a free market where if somebody wants to engage in voluntary communism, that's fine by me. If you want to live on a commune and you want to throw all of your crops or whatever into a central storehouse and divvy them up equally to everybody living on the commune, regardless of the amount of effort they put in to actually creating that, then that's, you know, that's your business, as long as you aren't forcing anyone into it. But I like the idea of a free marketplace, and of course we don't have that in the United States. Nobody has that anywhere in the entire world. By the way, it's Ian here with you tonight.
And Danica.
And Daryl.
Check out Daryl's website, fpp.cc. There's some written Daryl there in book form and in newspaper form and just plain old internet blog article form.
Yes.
But also fppradio.com is where you can get audio of Daryl, including the thrice weekly production, about a half hour per episode. Is that right? Peace, Love,
yes.
Liberty Radio?
30 minutes, three times a day. Peace, Love, Liberty Radio. There's also the daily 5-minute newscast that I have been doing with only a 3-day interruption 7 days a week since February of last year.
So we were talking about the insanity in Venezuela, where people are waiting in lines for some of the basics, according to a man named Gracely Harpe, 42-year-old data analyst, excuse me, say female. She says, this is the worst it has ever been. I've seen lines thousands of people long. People are so desperate. She says she's waiting for dish soap. People are so desperate, they are sleeping in the lines. So this is like, you know, the total reverse of Black Friday, where people are actually waiting in lines because they're excited to get products that are in, you know, plentiful stock to some extent. Here, people are waiting in lines and sleeping, camping out, because they want to be able to clean their dishes.
Weren't there long lines in the 70s for gas, too?
There were in the United States.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they had price controls at that time, I believe.
Yes,
which is, of course, one of the reasons why shortages can happen if there's price controls, because when price controls are put into place, shortages buying that wouldn't necessarily otherwise happen. So, for instance, a classic example of this is after a hurricane, if a state demands that a convenience store cannot charge more than $1 per bag of ice, whereas the convenience store would normally charge $5 per bag or $10 per bag. The allegation from the state is that the convenience store is gouging its customers. But what really happens is if it's $10 per bag, then the person who's coming into the store who needs the ice to keep some sort of medical supplies cold is going to pay the $10, whereas the person who just wants to keep his beer cold is probably not as likely to pay the $10 because it's just not that important. So
right.
Having differing pricing, depending on what's going on in the marketplace, allows for consumers and businesses to make the optimal choice.
And something else that you'll see whenever this happens to where, you know, the temporary price controls go into effect is that the prices increase elsewhere across the country on, like, gas, for instance, mm-hmm. will increase in other parts of the country so that the gas company can make up the difference of the amount of money that they're basically losing because of the price control in a certain area.
Mm-hmm. Right. And when
I guess you could say reverse gouging, to where they're increasing the price in the place where there's not the increased demand.
Mm-hmm. Well, the government's not paying as close attention there, right? So they can more easily increase the price in those other areas without having the bureaucrats come down on their heads.
Right, but the reason they're doing it is to make up for it.
Yeah,
because of the control in a certain area.
So if you don't have, or if you have price control, so if the government implements the dollar price control for, let's say, a bag of ice, then whoever wants to buy all of the ice will just come in there and buy it up. I mean, they can buy as much ice as they'd like, and then maybe the person who was going to come in to try to keep the insulin cold or whatever, they don't have any ice left because the last guy bought it all.
Well, the guy that bought it all will probably go stand on a street corner somewhere and sell it for $10.
$10. Yeah, because he's willing to take the risk, whereas the business owner is much more cautious towards that.
Yes.
So that's one example of price controls. Nick is in Cleveland. You're on Free Talk Live, Cleveland, Ohio. Hello, Nick.
Hi. How do you guys think that guy voted on the Scottish referendum? I'm curious.
He voted for independence. We actually talked to Tommy about that.
Oh, you did. Okay.
Most of the time, Tommy sounds friendly to freedom ideas, but today he definitely did not.
Yeah, I was surprised to hear that.
Well, anyway, my question was on the Venezuelan situation. I'm looking at some Reddit feeds that are talking about how, you know, Venezuela might become the first country to sort of adopt Bitcoin as its national currency because of this inflation. And I see this as highly unlikely.
Seems like pie in the sky to me.
Sorry, what'd you say?
I said that seems pretty pie in the sky to me.
Yeah, I mean, I think if there's a better alternative, you know, if the dollar is more stable than Bitcoin, which it is still, they're going to use dollars, right?
Oh, I don't think they would adopt the dollar in Venezuela. I mean, the United States is evil, right?
The people is sort of de facto sort of thing.
Oh, dollars are worth quite a bit in Venezuela. As we were pointing out earlier, the official exchange rate is 6.3 bolivars per dollar, but in the black market, you can get as much as 187. Now, that's unlikely that you're going to get that, because whoever it is you're going to sell the dollar to will want to resell it to someone else. So, you know, you might get 60 to 80
bolivars. I actually saw a chart on Wikipedia where it was showing the unofficial exchange rate, and the most recent update, I believe, was from December or November of last year, showed it at about 150 bolivars, $2.
And wow, it has doubled then since the last time we talked about this, which was at some point in mid-2014. Go ahead, Nick.
Yeah, I mean, and the other thing I guess I wanted to ask was, in this context with Bitcoin, do you guys see a full-on ban on Bitcoin coming in the United States? Because I see several.
No.
Absolutely not.
Like Peter Thiel, for example, has predicted this. Martin Armstrong, who's this guy who's famous for having predicted the crash of 87, he's kind of a Peter Schiff-like character, has called for this. I didn't think that this was going to happen, but I'm surprised to see that there are several people out there now who are well-respected who are saying that this might happen.
No, and there's actually legislation in New Hampshire that would prevent the banking regulators in New Hampshire from regulating any virtual currency.
That's proposed. It's not
right.
Hasn't passed yet. We've got a really robust, I think, Bitcoin universe here in New Hampshire. There's a lot of Bitcoin folks up here, and you're going to see that positiveness toward Bitcoin trickle into the government here due to the Free State Project and the people that are active. Of course, if they ban it at the national level, then obviously, you know, we'll have to cross that bridge when we come to it. But I haven't heard any such rumblings, Nick. The only rumblings that I've heard of are the proposal to highly regulate Bitcoin exchanges in New York State. And of course, that would be terrible, but it's certainly not a ban. I thank you for the call tonight. There's more coming up here. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. More on the way. Free Talk Live.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Did you go to Guns80.com and get your AR-15 yet? I took my buddy Mark out to lunch the other day to thank him for turning me on to Guns80.com, and suddenly our old pal Dan showed up and joined us. Of course, Mark immediately started selling him on the great deals at Guns80.com and told him how you can buy a brand new rifle at a great price, keep your privacy, and how it can be delivered right to your front door, and that there was no visit to a gun dealer involved, there are no government papers to fill out. Dan was such an easy sell, he just pulled out his iPhone right there and went to Guns80.com and ordered his Ghost AR. Wow. You can call guns80.com right now. Their number is 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. By the way, demand they pay market commission, okay? Call guns80.com at 844-2-GUNS-80 and demand they pay Mark, please. He deserves a commission. Go to 844-2-GUNS-80 and get your Ghost AR-15 on the web at guns80.com. Go now.
Yeah.
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Are you always 5 minutes late? Maybe you're only late when you don't want to be somewhere. Then you realize you're always 5 minutes late. For work, you set 3 alarms, drag your feet in the shower, drink your coffee slowly until you're rushing out the door. 5 minutes late. It's not that you hate your job. Hate is such a strong word. You're just not that excited about it. But most people don't love what they do, right? Listen, if you're local to the Twin Cities, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, you might want to join one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, GCN. Because right now, we are hiring, and we offer benefits. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, where you'll want to be 5 minutes early every day.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Feel free, bring us anything you'd like. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you in studio, it's Ian,
Danica,
and Daryl.
If you care about your online privacy, you need to know about ProXPN. They are a global virtual private network. The important word being private. They encrypt your internet connection, so your internet service provider will no longer know what you're doing. Right now, they're probably saving your entire surfing history, including the search terms that you enter, the websites you visit. And that's a violation. You don't have to put up with that. You can go to proxpn.com/FTL. Download their free software for Windows, Macintosh, iOS devices, and Android devices. You get it installed, and you're protected from your own internet service provider snooping on you. Now, there's more that ProXPN offers. Now, when you get their premium account, you'll get unlimited bandwidth, servers around the world that you can connect to. You can privately torrent and get past regionally blocked websites. You can do it all by going to proxpn.com/FTL. And then remember promo code FTL. The 50 stands for 50% off, which is 50% off the annual account, and that'll be locked in for you. That discount will be locked in for the lifetime of your account. So go to proxpn.com/FTL, and don't forget code FTL50. You get a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. It's a great discount on privacy that is priceless. proxpn.com/FTL, code FTL50. We've been talking quite a bit about Venezuela tonight. It's just fascinating to watch. You know, for us out on the outside, we have the pleasure of being able to go to the grocery store and have oodles of toilet paper from multiple brands from which we can choose 2-ply, 1-ply.
I'm still waiting for 3-ply.
They must have it somewhere, don't you think?
I've never seen it.
Well, you can make your own, Daryl, if you really, really care.
Yeah.
Are you picky with how, since we're on the subject of toilet paper, are you picky about it going over the top or under the bottom? I'm just curious.
Over the top. It's got to go over the top.
I don't understand why people are so
Everybody
picky
else
about
is wrong.
Like it under the bottom?
I don't even pay attention.
Oh, my God. You can't tear it off if it goes under the bottom.
I really don't pay attention.
You have
like
to
they're
use,
the same
you,
thing.
If it goes under the bottom, you have to use two hands to tear. You
right.
have to use one hand to hold the roll, and then the other hand to tear it off, whereas if you have it
have
rolling
done?
Over the top...
I should not have asked this question. What have
if
I
you,
there people? Are two kinds of people. Those that put toilet paper on the thing going over, mm-hmm. and those people that are wrong.
Honestly, I just don't even pay attention. So it could be top, it could be bottom. Who knows?
I actually removed the toilet paper roll from the LRN studios, so now you just have to pick up the roller thing.
Yes.
Now you just actually have to pick up the entire roll of toilet paper at this point.
And then you can hold it whichever
way
you want.
Whichever way works best.
Yeah.
So,
but you're still wrong.
Wait, who's wrong? Danica, right?
No, you, because you don't have it on the roll going down.
No, so there's no roller. There's no roller at all.
Right, so therefore you're wrong.
So I should install a roll? Is that where a roller? Is that what you're saying?
I'm not saying you should do anything. I'm just saying
it's
you're wrong.
It's easier. In the way the LRN studio bathroom is set up, it's easier to actually have it where you can hold it in your hand.
Yes.
Because it's awkward to actually have to turn because the wall's so close to you. And it's like,
and the sink is right in front of the
it's
toilet.
It's a comfortable toilet.
Yeah.
It is not, a very tiny bathroom.
It's not very, very nice to be in the LRN bathrooms. But... moving on. So we're talking about Venezuela here at Yahoo.com. They've got an updated story because the story about the grocery stores having military protection to ostensibly protect the customers from one another because they are fighting over things like what toilet paper is available. The police have been involved in distributing toilet paper. People are waiting in lines for the, in one lady, and I don't know if she's exaggerating, but she says she's seen lines thousands of people long. She's seen people sleeping in those lines. She is waiting for dish soap. People are having a tough time finding the most basic staples there, and it's thanks to the government and their price controls and the ridiculous, especially the controls on the economy with the insane exchange rate that is
okay.
arbitrarily set.
Hold on. I've got a question. I just had this image in my mind of people waiting for, you know, like a day and a half to go into the grocery store.
Yes.
Presumably they're not eating while they're waiting.
Where do they urinate?
Where do they go to the bathroom?
Right. Yeah, I don't know.
While they're waiting to buy toilet paper.
Oh.
Maybe somebody's driving around with a porta potty on the back of a truck and
maybe
they're charging
25 cents. Or something.
Oh, well, you said shifts, right?
Yes,
shifts?
I did say shifts.
Okay, we were just talking about the bathroom. Yeah, that's a good question. Yeah, how do they deal with that? That would be an excellent question. We actually had somebody in Venezuela who could answer that for us. Feel free to call in if you have internet access. We'd love to hear from you. Skype username is lrn.fm. So another related story, this one from Reuters here in Caracas. At least a dozen protesters arrested. This one on Monday. At least a dozen protesters were arrested in Venezuela. They remain in jail on Monday, and masked assailants burned a bus amid scattered unrest over swelling lines for basic goods. Police rounded up 16 people for protesting outside stores over the weekend, according to the opposition MUD coalition, which said four of them were released shortly after. Rights group Pinal Forum said 18 protesters were still behind bars on Monday, and the government did not confirm that. Venezuela is suffering from a chronic shortage of goods, ranging from diapers to flour, that have worsened since an ebb in deliveries over Christmas. The scarcity has forced shoppers across Venezuela to line up in front of stores before dawn. The MUD is also, hasn't said what that stands for, is also accused of soldiers posted outside shops, also accused soldiers posted outside shops of banning photos of the lines, which can snake around blocks. So we know that in the last article, people in the stores have told customers to not take pictures of the empty shelves. Outside of the stores, soldiers are telling people to not take pictures of the lines. Gee, do you think they have something to hide?
MUD is the Democratic Unity Roundtable,
okay.
which in Spanish is Mesa de la Unidad Democrática.
Thank you for that. The MUD chief, Jesus Torrealba, says, quote, not only is the government forcing people to get into humiliating queues, it also wants the lines to be Cuban style, silent and terrified. On Saturday, an explosive device was thrown into a building of the state phone company CANTV in southeastern Puerto Ordaz City, burning 8 vehicles, said the government. In western San Cristobal, 6 masked men threw a Molotov cocktail into a parked bus belonging to a university.
Oh, wow.
Students,
that's not going to get you toilet paper.
People are upset. National Assembly President Diosdado Cabello on Monday condemned what he called a strategy by enemies of the revolution to foment unrest in queues and called on Venezuelans to resist provocations.
Well, there was your question that you were asking about riots, Daryl. It's right there.
It's happening, yep. While the scattered unrest is a far cry from massive demonstrations that rocked the country for 4 months in 2014, it comes amid growing frustration over the economic crisis. Presidente Nicolas Maduro, whose popularity has plunged, says right-wing agitators and Venezuela's elite are trying to topple him via an economic war. See, it's all about him.
Yes.
They are making it so the country has no toilet paper just to make him look bad. It's all the company's fault.
Those right-wingers.
Yeah.
How dare they?
I wonder if they're called Tea Partiers.
In Venezuela?
Yeah.
I don't know.
So, Tea Peers?
At the start of this year, the parasitical oligarchy ambushed us. Oh, this is more from Maduro, who, by the way, was speaking from the safety of Saudi Arabia. He says, at the start of this year, the parasitical oligarchy ambushed us, but we and the people are responding, he said. In the last week, Maduro and his closest ministers have visited China, Russia, and other oil-producing countries to seek financing and OPEC action on tumbling oil prices. Quote, this is an emergency, said Henrique Capriles, who lost an election to Maduro in 2013. It's an emergency, not the time for photos of Maduro doing tourism in China. I think it's time for our people to protest in the streets. Critics blame Venezuela's recession on socialist policies such as a 12-year-old exchange control system, one that fails to provide enough hard currency for imports.
And I guess the people are speaking. They're speaking by, you know, rioting and throwing Molotov cocktails at buses and standing in lines for toilet paper.
Well, think about this. How would you feel if you were the importer? Somebody who is willing to sell some toilet paper to the company or to companies there, but yet the official exchange rate is a fraction of what you can actually get for a dollar in Venezuela. You wouldn't want to make the sale. There's
right.
One coming up.
For 20 years, you've trusted Lumber Liquidators for the best deals on the best selection of floors. Well, this week, get even more deals in our January flooring sale. One beautiful hardwood, get pre-finished solid hardwood from $189. How about gorgeous bamboo that's twice as hard as oak? We've got strand bamboo for $219. Looking for top quality laminates? This week, get almost half off our thickest and best laminates, plus other great flooring deals and 18-month special financing. Don't wait. The January flooring sale's going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
What good is a big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Toll free number here, 855-450-FREE. Talking about the fascinating and horrifying, depending on your perspective, situation in Venezuela. Things are not getting better for the people there, and the president of the country, Nicolas Maduro, is blaming it all on everyone else. Of course, it's not his fault. It's he's under attack from everybody in the world. He's trying to do his best for his country, but darn it, it's those right-wingers and those multinational corporations and the United States, and if it weren't for all of them, then everything would just be hunky-dory there in Venezuela.
Those damn TP partiers!
So you're welcome to share your thoughts with us here tonight. If you'd like, 855-450-FREE. Plus, coming up, some shocking news out of Washington, D.C. that Daryl has regarding asset forfeiture. Like, shockingly good news.
Yes.
We'll get into that when we get the chance. Plus, the latest on the Silk Road. And, of course, your calls at 855-450-FREE. We've been we shared a story from Bloomberg.com about the lines surrounding outside of grocery stores. Some say these lines are thousands of people long. Soldiers are in the streets preventing people from taking pictures of the lines. There are people being threatened. They are not allowed to take pictures of the empty store shelves. Nicolas Maduro says that, by the way, he's saying this from the safety of China and then Saudi Arabia, that it was the parasitical oligarchy ambushing him, and that it was right-wing agitators and Venezuela's elite that are trying to topple him via an economic war. The idea being that in order to bring down Maduro, they are shorting the country toilet paper, chicken, detergent, and other things to make the people so angry that they will displace Nicolas Maduro.
Yes.
Which seems so paranoid. I mean, if this guy actually believes the words coming out of his mouth, which I don't know if that's necessarily the case, but if he actually does believe the words coming out of his mouth, then he is super paranoid to the max.
Well, you know, you do have to start at the bottom to build a grassroots movement.
Okay. I don't get it.
Never mind.
Right. Okay. So the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Was it a joke? I mean,
yes. Toilet paper. Start at the bottom.
Oh, yeah. Did you get it, Danica? Because
I kind of looked at it, and I'm just thinking, huh? And he's just, and then he just shook his head and said, no, Ryan. I'm like,
now okay. It makes more sense.
Bad joke.
Okay. So let's see. So what we were saying here just a moment ago, you, Daryl, actually had a related story about smuggling, because what I was talking about is the reason why toilet paper is hard to find.
Yes.
Is because a lot of it's imported, and if you are an importer in Venezuela, then you can't do business on the up and up. You don't want to, because if you're selling your products for, I don't know what a pallet of toilet paper would cost, but right now the exchange rate in Venezuela is officially set and frozen by the government at 6.3 bolivars per U.S. dollar. So if you're coming in with a pallet full of toilet paper that you're willing to sell to some buyer in Venezuela, and that buyer is not doing business in the black market, that buyer has to, make... The grocery store, whoever, the buyer for the grocery store has to write things down officially, and they have to indicate, yeah, we bought 5 pallets of toilet paper and this was what we paid. Then the government can check on that. It's not the same as selling to somebody in the black market. So if somebody is giving this importer, they're giving them U.S. dollars to the importer. The importer can, or actually, I don't think you can officially even use dollars. If they're giving them bolivars, then those bolivars are only going to be worth 6.3 per dollar. So if the pallet of toilet paper is worth $50 or something like that, you multiply that times 6. Whereas if you were to be able to sell that pallet of toilet paper in the black market, you might get as many as 150 bolivars per dollar. So that would be a whole lot more that you could get for that toilet paper.
Yes.
So why would you want to sell the toilet paper at 6.3 per dollar when you could sell it at 150 per dollar on the black market? There's just no economic incentive to actually do business on, the up and up, so to speak. Legit business. Did I explain that well? Because I'm not an economist.
Kind of.
Okay.
So Danica had asked the question about smuggling, and a quick Google search revealed an article from The Economist from last August that says Venezuela's western border is a smuggler's paradise.
Yeah, because I wasn't sure. You know what? There's all this regulation in the area of getting things there. What about going to the border and having things passed over to them? Please continue. I'm very curious.
Everything from rice to cement finds its way over the frontier into Colombia. Mm. The most lucrative trade of all is its petrol, meaning oil. Venezuela's energy minister, Rafael Ramirez, reckons the equivalent of 100,000 barrels a day is smuggled out of Venezuela.
Oh, wow.
What are the common exchanges?
That's a lot of smuggling.
That is.
Yes, that is.
The cause, they write in The Economist, is a battery of state subsidies and price controls in Venezuela, which also maintains a heavily overvalued currency. Petrol in Venezuela is so cheap that an entire 50-liter car tank, which would be equivalent to 11 gallons, can be filled for well under one U.S. dollar, or even less than 6 cents at the black market rate. Over the border in Colombia, it goes for $1.20 per liter. The government says it loses to smuggling 40% of the subsidized food that it supplies to state-owned grocery stores. The economic impact runs several billion dollars per year.
So the food the government is supplying to its own grocers is being smuggled to Colombia?
Yes. Because people can get more money for it in Colombia.
Wow. Okay.
Because of the flat rate of 6.3 bolivars to one U.S. dollar. Mm. And in August, they said that the one liter of petrol went for $1.20 in Colombia, whereas you could fill up your entire tank for less than $1 in Venezuela.
Mm.
The article also mentions that in August on the 11th, there was an attempt to plug the leaks. Venezuela began night closures between 10 p.m. and 5 a.m. of its 1,400-mile border with Colombia. Although it doesn't say how you close a 1,400-mile border. They do say heavy goods traffic in the border area is now banned for 11 hours a day. So basically, you know, the big trucks can't cross the border for 11 hours a day.
But you said 100,000 gallons or liters or what?
Barrels.
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 100,000 barrels of oil are being smuggled out of Venezuela per day. That's a lot. That's insane.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's
just think about how many trucks that is.
And that's not even counting how much rice or anything else.
Nobody's...
And that was last summer.
I mean, to call that smuggling is almost not the right term, right? Like, smuggling suggests that you're being secretive and that you're, you know, ferreting something. Like, you've got a truck full of, you know, some other product, and in the back there's a few, you know, oil.
Well, there's a picture with the article that shows a guy with three of these. You know the large chemical containers that are maybe 5 gallon barrel, might even be 10 gallon. He's got three of these, one in each hand and one his shoulders, and he's hunched over, and it looks like he's crossing a river. So, you know, some of it is this low-level smuggling, and others, there's definitely stuff being taken out on trucks.
Yeah, somebody who's taken a truck of oil out can easily afford to pay whatever the border guards are going to charge to let that thing through. I mean,
the market will provide in every way.
Amazing.
Yeah, so it sounds like there is smuggling, but it's going the other way. It's not being smuggled into Venezuela because there's no money to be made.
Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, unless you can get paid in dollars and then exchange those dollars for the bolivars on the black market. Then you can live fairly well in Venezuela.
If it's costing me, let's just say it's $1 per roll of toilet paper, because that's about the price. If you go buy one roll, it's going to be about a dollar.
Yep.
I could just use my 160 bolivars as toilet paper instead of buying a roll of toilet paper on the black market.
So you're welcome to share your thoughts here. It's fascinating what's going on that way.
There's find a bucket of water.
Another story out of the AP. Venezuela crisis deepens as Maduro seeks support abroad. This was published just an hour ago. So looks like things are getting worse. We'll keep our eyes on the situation. Coming up, we'll shoot closer to home here with Daryl and the story from Washington, D.C. Eric Holder making a proclamation today that, or yesterday, or very recently.
It was today.
That is shocking. I have to say I'm surprised by this, and we'll explain it to you here in a moment. It has to do with asset forfeiture, one of the worst parts of the insane war on drugs. Coming up in Hour 3 on Free Talk Live.
For all of you who are inspired to create your own unique holiday cards and gifts.
For all of you, there's Vistaprint.com. At Vistaprint.com, creating personalized holiday cards is simple. Choose from hundreds of designs and add your own photos and special messages. And they're 60% off. Plus, personalized one-of-a-kind gifts are also to 60% off. It's our best deal of the season. But hurry, offer ends December 7th. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to Vistaprint.com, click the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter code RADIO60. Vistaprint.com, code RADIO, the word 60.
Cabino lives in Palcapata, Peru. He buys old appliances like irons, radios, and TV sets, fixes them up, and resells them. He saw an opportunity to expand his business and needed a loan to buy more appliances. Free Talk Live helped him get a loan, and the expansion was a success. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference, one cup at a time. Get a free pound to try out the subscription. Cancel anytime. coffee.freetalklive.com.
Hi, I'm George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM. I recently learned about a very unusual pharmacist who does not advocate use of prescription drugs, except in rare circumstances, say when powerful antibiotics are needed to kill a potentially lethal infection, such as pneumonia or staph. Instead, pharmacist Ben Fuchs from Boulder, Colorado, suggests always giving the body all the nutrients it needs to survive, thrive, escape illness, and live younger and longer. I don't think you will find anyone who knows more about how the body works and can explain it in such a delightful and entertaining way. Ben has recorded some very useful health nugget minutes that are available 24/7 online at criticalhealthnews.com. I invite you to log on to criticalhealthnews.com, listen to these pharmacist Ben health nuggets, and maybe even interact with Ben via chat or email. You're going to love Pharmacist Ben online at criticalhealthnews.com.